Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, as always, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight's show is Oh Hell Yeah, Canada, a tribute to some of the great rock and roll that's been flowing into our ear holes from the Great White North. Before we get into the music, Carl called me probably about a half hour ago, told me there's breaking news about one of Canada's rock and roll legends, Ronnie Hawkins. The rockabilly superstar from Arkansas who became a patron of the Canadian music scene died earlier today at the age of 87. Hawkins was responsible for finding drummer Levon Helm, who he brought to his adopted homeland in Canada and teamed up with Robbie Robertson, Rick Danko, Garth Hudson, and Richard Manuel to form his backing band, The Hawks, in the late 50s. They left Hawkins to form the band, who then became Bob Dylan's backing band before finding great success on their own in the late 60s through the early 70s. Ronnie Hawkins is considered an influence to Canadian rock and surely an influence to many of the bands you'll hear tonight. Ronnie Hawkins, dead at age 87. And I threw this together real quick. This is Ronnie Hawkins from the Saturday Night Beach Nut TV show with Dick Clark, televised in 1959.
First group that you will meet tonight, perhaps you've never seen before. Maybe you have seen them but once. It's a wild and fantastic experience. The song is called 40 Days with the Hawks, ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie Hawkins.
40 days to get back home. Called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. Well, if she's got a worldwide hoodoo that if you don't feel the same about you, I wanna take you to be back for 40 days. Oh, 40 days.
40 days.
40 days.
40 days.
Early this morning, and it took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. You're gonna go across charges in, that ain't the very thing that I'm saying. I'm gonna teach you to be back for 40 days.
Hawkins and the Hawks, like I said, from a Dick Clark TV show in 1959. Carl's with us right now, and he broke the news to me. And like I said, he was an influence on so many people. And Carl, you mentioned a couple when we were just talking.
Yeah, we, you know, there's a number of things about Ronnie Hawkins that I do need to talk about. Just basically, he fostered a lot of Canadian musicians. And after the Hawks went and formed the band, he worked with Pat Travers. He also worked with future Janis Joplin guitarist John Till. And the other thing about him is that he was actually given the Order of Canada for his contributions to the development of the music industry in Canada as a rock and roll musician and for support of charitable causes. The other thing I have to say is, you know, I was a record collector and I had at least two or three singles, 45s of his in my collection, including Hello Mary Lou. I'm trying to think what else.
That's one of the videos I just watched. I almost played that, but I like 40 Days. That was actually his song and one of his biggies.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, and the other one I had was Down in the Alley.
Oh.
Which is one of his later ones.
Oh, yeah, but what a great song. And you wonder if he didn't, like, he was born in Arkansas. He was a rockabilly guy from Arkansas. And he took his gig to Canada. And, you know, that's where he lived the rest of his life. He died in Mississauga this morning. And you wonder if he would have stayed in the United States. I mean, how much bigger he would have been. And we're going to find out in this show some great Canadian bands that just never really sold across the border. So,
right.
You know, you can't, nobody can, you know, overlook the contribution Ronnie Hawkins had. Even if it was a Canadian artist, it sure trickled around the world. So,
absolutely.
Carl, thank you for...
One other thing I just wanted to say, I mentioned this to you when we were talking. To me, Ronnie Hawkins is basically the same as John Mayall.
Yeah.
So many musicians went through and he fostered Canadian musicians, and I think that's great. I also have to really credit him for really introducing me to rockabilly. And without that, I wouldn't be a big Reverend Horton Heat fan and so on and so forth. So, you know,
yeah.
My hat's off to Ronnie Hawkins.
See, I went backwards. Brian Setzer's my rockabilly star. But from there, I went backwards, you know, to Ronnie Hawkins and Reverend Horton Heat and everything like that. And I
right.
just appreciate everything they did. And you can hear so much of Ronnie Hawkins and so many different other people. And, like I said, some of the bands we're going to hear tonight, I'm sure were influenced by him. Well, Carl, thanks for sticking around. We'll talk to you later on in the show. After
all righty, sir. Have a good
right,
show,
buddy.
My friend.
Okay, thanks. And like
okay,
I said,
bye.
we're all right, man. Like I said, we're heading north of the border to Canada and featuring some excellent Canadian artists from the 60s all the way up to today's rock and roll. Of course, I can't fit all the amazing talent from Canada into one show. But I think that I've lined up some of the best. Not to worry, folks. No Nickelback, Annie Murray, or the Biebs. Let's get this rolling. Rock and roll anthems ever.
looking too desperately. But so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me. Well, I'm still imagining a dark lit place, or your place, or my place. Well, I'm not paralyzed, but I seem to be struck by you. I wanna make you move, because you're standing still. If you're fine,
was the Guess Who with No Time off their classic album Canned Wheat from 1969. A year later, the band re-recorded the song for their American Woman album and released No Time as a single. Both featured Burton Cummings on vocals, while the American Woman album was the last with guitarist Randy Bachman in the band. He, of course, formed Bachman Turner Overdrive a few years later. The Guess Who originated in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Before the Guess Who was Finger 11 and Paralyzer off their 2007 album Them Versus You Versus Me. The band formed in Burlington, Ontario in 1990 and have released 7 studio albums, 6 as Finger 11 and 1 as Rainbow Butt Monkeys. Okay, then. And we started off our Canadian set with Triumph and Magic Power. That track came off their 5th studio album, Allied Forces, released in 1981. The Mississauga, Ontario Power Trio released 16 studio albums over the years and last performed together in 2019 for a private super fan show in front of 300 people. Last year, a documentary was released about the band, Triumph, Rock and Roll Machine. Let's move on to set 2 of our Oh Hell Yeah Canada show and kick this set off with Kim Mitchell.
All right.
Burn blue on the street, loosening and bleed under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie dead sheet, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
That was the instrumental YYZ from the iconic Canadian band Rush off their 1981 album Moving Pictures. YYZ is the airport designated code for Toronto International Airport, where Rush is from. Guitarist Alec Lyson, who also is a pilot, was flying drummer Neil Peart and bassist vocalist Geddy Lee into the airport one day when they heard the transponders signal YYZ in Morse code. The beat of the code stuck with them, and they used it as the primary beat for the song in 10-8 signature. Lee and Peart have both said that it was always a good day when they saw a YYZ tag on their luggage and meant they were going home. We lost Neil Peart in 2020. Before Rush, we heard the Tragically Hip in New Orleans is Sinking from their 1989 album Up to Here. The band formed in Kingston, Ontario in 1984, and besides fiercely loyal fans in border cities like Buffalo and Detroit, and I was one of those fans, the Tragically Hip never got mainstream airplay in the United States. And it's a real shame. Frontman and main songwriter Gord Downie was a very underrated artist, and sadly, he died in 2016 from brain cancer. We started our second set with Kim Mitchell and Go For Soda from his 1984 album Akimbo Alogo. This Sarnia, Ontario rocker is another Canadian act who didn't sell well in the States except along the U.S.-Canadian border. Go For Soda did hit number 12 on the mainstream rock chart in the U.S., but it didn't translate into album sales. Kim Mitchell is still performing regionally in Ontario to sold-out shows. We are halfway through our Oh Hell Yeah Canada show, and it's time for a word from our sponsor. If I can find it. Why do I lose these things? Okay, we don't have a sponsor tonight. Never mind. Well, I screwed that one up, huh? Okay, anyways, let's head back to Canada. And we are headed there now with a set number 3 and April Wine. I lost that one, too. Well, I'm not doing too well tonight, am I? There it is.
So
That was the Sam Roberts Band with Where Have All the Good People Gone from his 2003 debut LP, We Were Born in a Flame. Around the time of its release, I was driving somewhere in the Erie, PA area, and if you're in the right spots up around there, you can pick up a great FM rock station that skips across Lake Erie from London, Ontario. And I remember that day hearing this song and Sam Roberts for the first time. Another great Canadian artist who hasn't found much success in the U.S. Sam calls Montreal home. Before Sam Roberts, the legendary Orillia, Ontario native Gordon Lightfoot with Sundown, his mammoth 1974 hit from his album by the same name. Lightfoot said he wrote the song one night when he was in a bad mood and his girlfriend at the time was out with her friends at the bar and his jealousy was kicking in. Our third set started with Just Between You and Me from April Wine's 1981 album, Nature of the Beast. It's almost impossible to document on this show exactly how big this Halifax, Nova Scotia band has been on the Canadian and world stage. They actually started out in 1971 and have released 20 albums over the years. Despite all their success, they have never won a Juno Award, Canada's equivalent to a Grammy, even though they've been nominated 11 times. Well, I don't want to get in trouble with my sponsor, so let's see what that's all about this time.
Everyone loves a holiday. Watching the whales while they swim and play. They jump in the air, flashing waves in your hair. Everyone loves marine land. Niagara Falls, Ontario. It's always a fun place to go. Seeing friends you've missed. A great big kiss. Everyone loves marine land.
If you grew up in the area where I did in Northwest PA and Western New York, you probably remember being bombarded with that jingle on radio and TV. Pre-9/11, it was a traditional way for many people living near the border to celebrate American holidays. Head to Canada. And we go to our last set of Oh Hell Yeah Canada with three more artists who hail from north of the border. This is a classic FM hit from back in the day from Red Rider. And yet another excellent Canadian band that never found much of a following in the U.S. That was Cowboy Junkies with A Common Disaster from their 1996 album, Lay It Down. Founded by three siblings in 1986 in Toronto, Ontario, Cowboy Junkies have released 16 studio albums and 5 live albums, and have toured extensively over the years and till this day. They are best known in the U.S. for their cover of Velvet Underground's Sweet Jane that was included on the soundtrack of the movie Natural Born Killers. Before Cowboy Junkies was Theory of a Dead Man with Low Life from their 2011 album The Truth Is. The band formed in 1999 in North Delta, British Columbia, and 9 of their singles made it into the Billboard Top 10, including Low Life. I always thought this track would be the perfect walk-up song for Trump when he holds his hillbilly rallies. We started our last set of Canadian rockers with Red Rider and Lunatic Fringe. They achieved great success in Canada, but never reached the U.S. top 40. Despite Lunatic Fringe getting heavy airplay on the album Oriented Rock Stations, the song was off their second album, 1981, As Far As Siam. Frontman and founder Tom Cochran later found success on the U.S. charts with his solo song, Life is a Highway. And that's it for our Oh Hell Yeah Canada show. There were several other great Canadian artists who could have made the cut, and perhaps I'll feature them on a future show. Make sure you join us next week on Rock This Town Radio with TC when we go with 90s and Done, or Are They, Part 2. The first show was such a success, we will do it again and feature more songs from the decade that gave us some great grunge and alternative rock and bands that seemed like they were on their way to stardom and then sort of disappeared. It's that time for our weekly birthday list, and 3 songs from our artists, from artists with birthdays coming up. And one, appropriately, is a Canadian. Okay, happy heavenly birthday today to Mike Porcaro, one of the 3 founding brothers of Toto. Mike was born on this day in 1995 and died in 2016. On Monday, Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine will be 56. Tuesday marks John Bonham's birthday, born May 31st, 1948, and died in 1980. On Wednesday, Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones will be 75. And on Wednesday, Brandi Carlile will be 41. Another of the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts, has a heavenly birthday on Thursday, born June 2nd, 1941, and died last August. Marvin Hamlisch was born on June 2nd, 1944, and died in 2012. Another deceased artist, Curtis Mayfield, was born June 3rd, 1942. The Superfly composer and artist died in 1999. Happy birthday to Susie Quattro on Friday. She turned 72. And Billy Powell of Lynyrd Skynyrd will be 70 on Friday. Saturday marks Freddie Fender's birthday. Born on June 4th, 1937. Fender died in 2006. And Michelle Phillips Gilliam of Mamas and Papas will be 78 on Saturday. And here's 3 songs from birthday folks this week, starting with the late Gary Brooker from Procol Harum.
Skip the light, 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when it's getting close to Mars and Spock, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little road rage. The television man is crazy, sent with juvenile delinquent wreck.
Ian Hunter will be 83 on Friday, and that was his hit with Mott the Hoople from 1972, All the Young Dudes. Ian and the band were ready to hang it up after three failed singles, but one of their biggest fans, David Bowie, encouraged them to stay together. First, he offered them his song Suffrage City, but Ian didn't think his vocal range was right for it. Then Bowie gave them All the Young Dudes and even produced a song for them. The song put Mott the Hoople in the limelight and gave them some longevity. They are still playing reunion gigs to this day. Before Mott the Hoople was Canadian singer Alanis Morissette with All I Really Want from her breakout album, 1995, Jagged Little Pill. And we started our birthday set with Whiter Shade of Pale from Procol Harum's debut album of the same name, released in 1967. Lead singer and keyboardist Gary Brooker was born on May 29, 1945, and we lost him this past February due to cancer. I think I hear Carl in the background. Are you still there, brother?
Am I on? Am I on?
Hello? Is this thing on?
Hello?
What do you say, man? How was your trip to Canada tonight?
It was good. It was good. I really appreciate it.
Good.
You know, that's some good stuff there. You know,
yeah.
Some standards that I know and stuff I didn't know. So I took some notes.
Yeah, I pretty much went from the 60s right up until today. And I figured you really liked that last one. The birthday song. Ian Hunter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I will say this. You mentioned Superfly, Curtis Mayfield.
Yep.
And now one of the things I used to do when I was working at Music and Arts is the day after a candy holiday, I would go out and buy half off candy for everyone. And so there was a black girl there that was working at the office at the time. Every time she saw me, she started singing Pusher Man. I always appreciated that.
Yeah, the sugar pusher man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis Mayfield, there's so much you could talk about Curtis Mayfield, but.
Oh, my God.
Maybe another show.
Absolutely. But, you know, getting back to Ronnie Hawkins, you know, I was doing a little work while I was listening to the show, and it's amazing the people that went through and he played with and so on and so forth. He even played for Xavier Hollander.
Huh.
And they put a single out together.
Wow.
Think about that. The Happy Hooker.
That's insane.
I'm not joking.
I mean, I'm after the show, I know I'm going to be digging more into what, you know, everything he did, but I just keep thinking back to the band's The Last Waltz, you know, when their retirement mm-hmm. show, Thanksgiving Day, you know, they had the big concert, Martin Scorsese, you know, did the documentary on it. Yep. And Ronnie Hawkins, Who Do You Love, was the song mm-hmm. that he had on there. It was just so cool. Great
Absolutely.
Loss to the music world today. But, I mean, he was old. So, yeah, it's surprising.
And he was very,
not surprising.
Very, how many people that he influenced. He was a great influencer, a great supporter of music.
Exactly.
So that's a wonderful thing.
Yep. We were lucky to have him.
Absolutely.
I saw a meme once that said, you know, the billions of years that the earth has been in existence, how lucky are we to live when Tom Petty was on this
yeah.
earth, and how lucky we were to Ronnie Hawkins be on the earth at the same time as Ronnie Hawkins. It could apply
Absolutely.
To a lot of people, but yeah, definitely him. So what's going on with you this week, buddy?
Okay. So on Tuesday, Rachel
hey,
and I are going to
do back.
Yeah, actually, two of them.
Whoa.
Two computers went off on the same day.
Whoa.
My backup computer and my regular computer. So I got both of them back now.
Okay, cool.
Thank God.
What was the problem?
But, oh, well, one was internet problems. The other one got a bad bad virus that we had to take care of and put
it's
in an antivirus.
Some bad juju in that thing.
Some bad juju. Shouldn't be yep. watching porn, I'm telling you. Anyway.
At least not farm animal porn.
No, I go, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you all.
We'll skip right past that and tell us what you got this week, my man.
Exactly. So, on Tuesday, Rachel and I are going to be doing a review of the anthology show Love, Death, and Robots, which is on Netflix. That's an animated show. And the third season dropped past week. And we love this, and we're going to go through not only the third season, but a review of all of the episodes and all the different things that they have. Generally, I don't know if you know the show, TC, but it's like 10 or 12 short animated pieces, usually no more than 10 minutes each, sometimes only like 2 or 3 minutes. So huh. you can take a season of this and in a couple of hours, you know, blast right through it. So it's a really good show, and we're going to be doing that. It's not set in stone yet 100%, but on Thursday, hopefully it'll be Thursday, we are going to be doing a retrospective of Ray Liotta passed away this past week. And so we've got people that want to be on it. We just got to make sure that Thursday's the day to do it. And I should know that tomorrow, but that's what we're planning on Thursday. Also, I know that in the future, yesterday, Bo Hopkins passed away. Bo Hopkins was one of my favorite supporting actors. And I actually spent the day yesterday watching one of his a film that I love that he's in called The Nickel Ride, and I want to do a show on Bo Hopkins too, so we've got to pull that together. And then on Friday the 3rd, Adam is going to be hosting the Cathode Ray Mission, and we've got he's going to be going through the TV show Band of Brothers. So that's what we got so far.
All right. Carl,
and I will say this real quick, that we're going to be doing Pride Month in June, because it is
yes.
LGBTQ, and there'll be a lot of shows. I'm working on trying to set up a one or two episode show of the history of LGBTQ cinema with Daniel Kramer, who is a filmmaker out in San Francisco area. And we're trying to get that together and get that scheduled too. So we definitely have that coming along. We have some other things planned for Pride Month also. So there you go. We got everything.
All right, cool. We haven't talked about anything Saturday night. I'm open. If you we come up with anything, let me know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So anyways, okay. And everything Carl mentioned, and like if he wasn't sure something's going to happen, you can check Blog Talk Radio Deviant Legion Network to see what shows are coming up, and you can find all of our shows you've heard in the episodes archives whenever it works for you. Carl, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for
always my pleasure, TC.
Yeah, and thanks for telling me about Ronnie Hawkins. I would have missed that, and it was very appropriate that we got that in on our Canadian show tonight. Okay, folks, thank you again, Carl. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert footage that I've shot at rock shows around the country. TCC77 on YouTube. Please keep Ukraine in your thoughts and pray for the country and its people if you are into that sort of thing. And please do anything you can to help stop the shooting here in America. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm T.C. Clark, and I hope you had as much fun as I did tonight, and you have a great week. I'll see you next week, and as us cool cats say, I'll see you on the flip side.